through the different steps that have happened. When we were last here, we let you know how we got into this. So Stacy and I decided to be missionaries in 2005 when we were living in California. And we moved out here to Louisville to go to Southern Seminary in order to get training. So we wanted to know the Bible better before we went overseas. And then we adopted our kids. And then in 2011 is when we were doing support raising and we spoke here. And when we were here last, we told you a little bit about the reason that we're going out. There's, as I mentioned in the Sunday school class, there are 7,000 languages in the world today, but only 9% of them have the full Bible already translated into their language. There's quite a few languages more that have the whole New Testament, and even more that have portions. But there's still 1,800 to 1,900 languages in the world today that have none of the scriptures, not even a single word. And they definitely have a need. And so when we were at Southern, we learned those statistics, and we decided we wanted to be a part of helping that change. And so we decided to visit in Cameroon, Africa. We visited with 8 different people groups. We chose a people group called the Bakum or the Kwakum. You'll hear both names up here. They're basically the same thing. And there's about 10,000 Bakum people that live in Cameroon in the East region where we live now, in about 22, 24 villages in the East region. And the Bakum have never written down their language. So as we're going into them, we want to help translate the Bible. They don't have a written form of their language. And you might wonder, how are we going to do that? And some of you, I think, even asked us how we were going to do that. And we said, we don't really know yet. We're going to need God to help us figure out how that's going to happen. And so we knew our first step of that was we needed to get linguistics training. So we left from here in early 2012, and we went to Dallas, Texas, where we got linguistics training from SIL Wycliffe. And then we knew we needed to learn French, because French is one of the languages they speak in Cameroon. So we then moved to France, and we studied French for a little over a year. And then we moved to Cameroon. So we were in Cameroon for a total of 3 years. We moved into a village with the Bakum people, and we just sat down with them and just asked them to speak to us and asked them to teach us things. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a second. While we were in Cameroon, we gathered 14 notebooks each full of information about the language. And we're still kind of at that place where it's like, so now what? And so we brought all that back to the States, and we've been this whole last year in Dallas again, studying with the professors at a school called the Graduate Institute of Applied Linguistics, figuring out how to write down this language, how to understand the grammar so that we can do a good job of translation. And because of Stacy's hard work, we actually have an alphabet for Bakum now and a writing system, which is really exciting. And one of the very first things that we did when we got overseas was we learned how to learn language. And we ended up in France. And we lived in this small town in the middle of the French Alps. And they say the best way to learn a language is to just be fully immersed. And that's what we were. So we went shopping and only could speak French because that's all the people there spoke. We took the kids to school. They only spoke French at school. So the kids got dropped right into it as well. There's a school in this town, it's called Albertville, that was designed just to teach missionaries French. And so They just dropped us into it, and we worked hard every day to learn the language. And what we found out is that the way you learn a language is by making really bad mistakes and being really embarrassed, and then you move on knowing that you're not going to make that mistake.